A walk around the block.
Why am I, illiterate in French and ignorant of law, crouched beside a stranger, spray painting my name on a Paris alley wall? Why am I stumbling around a 200-year-old sewer, exploring sludge and rats? Why am I interviewing a squirrel linguist? Surely there are more legal, less olfactorily offensive ways to find out about the world outside my front door. I can only blame it on one bitterly cold morning a few years back. I had shuffled into the bathroom and turned on the water to brush my teeth. Nada. In a fog, I trudged to the kitchen faucet, hoping for better. Nope. My next shuffle was to my phone to call my city water department. The voice that answered was that of someone who'd already answered the phone one too many times that morning. Halfway through my first sentence, the voice sighed, "I'll put you through to Robert." "This is the fifth call we've gotten from people like you in your part of town this morning," Robert said. "Your water service line is frozen." This was impossible. This is America. This is the 21st century. This is the land of 10,000 lakes. Robert explained that there was only one company that could remedy the problem, and it was booked for 2 days. This, too, seemed impossible. And so we begin a walk around the block that started with the author's frustration over a frozen pipeline. He wanted to know how in the world that could even happen. And instead of ending up at his local coffee shop, happily typing and surfing through the internet, he got out. He walked around. And fortunately for us, he takes us with him. You know, in this time of COVID-19 and the upcoming holidays, it may well be that you and I decide, instead of taking long trips from home to see relatives and friends, that we choose to stay local, to get out and about, walking through our neighborhoods, be they urban, suburban, or rural. And if you're a curious sort of mind, as I am, all the while looking around corners, looking up at the sky, checking out the lawn or the field to our left or our right. If that sounds as if it will likely be your behavior this holiday season, I think you'll find it fun to join Spike Carlson as he takes us on a behind-the-scenes tour of those byways that so many of us have traveled, that infrastructure. But crushed by time and schedules, we don't spend much time examining. Well, here's our chance to learn a bit more by reading cover to cover or a chapter at a time. Join me and Spike as we learn more about pigeons, squirrels, graffiti, alleys, stop signs, and stoplights. Oh my! A walk around the block could easily be a colorful page-turner of a children's picture book. But it's not. It's a book for adults. Adults with a bit of curiosity. And this author knows whereof he writes. As we learn in his biography, Spike Carlson is the author of the award-winning A Splintered History of Wood, featured as one of NPR's best books for gift-giving. He is the author of 5 other books and has written for Men's Health, the Star Tribune out of Minneapolis, Fine Home Building, Make, Mother Earth News, and dozens of other publications. He is the former executive editor of Reader's Digest Family Handyman magazine. He's an avid woodworker, bicyclist, and explores the world from his home in Stillwater, Minnesota. And thank goodness he took the time to share some of those thoughts, some of those talents with us. Let's take a closer look now. Carlson offers us a chapter on recycling, offering us a firsthand tour of a contemporary working recycling center with all of its noise, human activity, and controlled chaos. And as a bonus, he shares his own surprise that his self-described A-plus rating on recycling at his home may be less of an A-plus than he thought, more like maybe a C-minus, and how our own backpacking when it comes to our commitment to recycling may be less stellar as well. To his credit, and our engagement as we read, Carlson doesn't offer his recycling caveats in a gotcha manner when explaining why putting wadded up wrapping paper in the recycle bin is not a good idea, and why, if in doubt, trash it, is actually the preferred action by recyclers for us each day, but presents it in an Oh, now that I know, I'll do better myself. Encouraging manner. Of course, there's so much more. Those pigeons, those alleys, the graffiti. Trees are a surprising source of joy and comfort in our urban, suburban, and rural landscapes, whether it be the heat of summer or the cold of winter. And Carlson's writing swirls with references to Cirque du Soleil, the banning of high heels in Carmel, California, and the frustration of Clint Eastwood as a California entrepreneur in a whirlwind of writing that reminds me of the joy I took from reading and reviewing The Secret Life of Trees a couple of years ago. Like that book, A Walk Around the Block offers us not only worthy musings, but sage advice as well. Sure, there is not a lot of depth in these pages, but the more we learn about sewer systems in the COVID age, the more we marvel at what our waste can tell us. The more we delve into the green grass we so blithely walk over nearly every day of our lives, we learn about the complex ecosystem that we can help foster for its own health and ours, or actively destroy to its in our own detriment. And those overhead wires that bisect our view when we look up in many of our urban and suburban walks. My gosh, the complexity those smooth casings hide from our eyes. In a Q&A with a reporter from his hometown Minnesota Star newspaper, Spike Carlson offers this reporter's question. You approach the more technical topics the same way you do the simpler ones. Can you describe that approach? Spike answers, for each chapter, I tried to find a core, a person, place, or event, and build around that. The goal was to winnow down the story, to get to the basics that bring a human element to it. I tried to spend about a third of the time explaining the function of, say, a power plant, but the story of things is the story of people, end quote. In the end, A Walk Around the Block offers a caring, thoughtful, and fun conclusion, and a fun way to learn more about the world around us. That conclusion, by the way, opens with a quote from Edmund Burke, of all people, and Carlson goes on to emphasize that even our smallest of steps matter, and that it all starts with you and me taking an interest in the everyday world around us. He writes, researching and writing this book has been a blast. I've acquired X-ray vision, able to see through asphalt streets and the walls of water treatment plants. I've also been able to see into people's lives, people I never would have met otherwise. I've found previously mundane things, stoplights, telephone poles, and glasses of water, to be so weirdly fascinating. I've learned knowledge is power. When you know more about how the world works, you make better decisions as you walk through it. I've realized this is our block, our world, and our time to leave a few footprints in the concrete. Thanks for joining me on this walk. Where to next? What a fun, exciting, and yeah, informative book. A Walk Around the Block. Stoplight secrets, mischievous squirrels, manhole mysteries, and other stuff you see every day and know nothing about. Join me and Spike Carlson as we take a walk around. I think you're going to enjoy this. It's available at all of our fine local public libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library. Thank you so much for listening.